Hi, how you doing?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling in from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple of questions.
All right.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I was letting you know, I'm from Opinion Research. This is a nation public opinion firm. We are talking to people in Texas today, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell anything. Thank you. We appreciate your help with this survey. Is this Cindy?
Yes.
All right, thank you. We have the ability to complete this interview in English or Spanish. Will you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English is okay.
Thank you. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a safe, in a place where you can actually talk safely?
Yes.
All right, thank you. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
All right, thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron,
thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get almost all the calls on cell phone? Some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone? All or almost all the calls on the regular home phone?
On the cell phone. All on the cell phone.
Thank you. And let me ask you, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
No. Thank you. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, may I ask, what is your year of birth?
60.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Are you Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander?
Just white.
Okay, thank you. And what was the last grade that you completed in school?
College.
Okay. Some college with no degree or 2-year college?
I have a doctorate degree.
Oh,
I'm a doctor.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Well, I mean, some things I approve and some things I don't. So I'm... Is there a neutral?
Well, we have like the strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
I guess I would say somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat. Oh, okay. Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for this district?
For this district where I live, I prefer the Republican candidate.
Okay, thank you. And do you... Okay, let me see, Republican. Thank you. Let's see. And okay, let's see. Now, I would like to read some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you heard of the person, Then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone who you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. So the first one basically is Joe Biden. Towards Joe Biden, do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Well, you have no opinion or never heard of Joe Biden?
I would say somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next candidate is Kamala Harris. Is this candidate very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or have no opinion or never heard of her?
Well, right now I really don't have an opinion because, I mean, I haven't. She hasn't done anything except be the vice president. So, I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I need to see some of her policies in action. Yeah.
Thank you. Next candidate will be Myra Flores. Would Myra Flores be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion, or never heard of?
I would say somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one will be Vicente Gonzalez. Is this person very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, had no opinion, or never heard of him?
I would say somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one will be Donald Trump. Is Donald Trump very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, have no opinion, or never heard of him?
I have no opinion.
Okay, thank you. See, thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I'm about a 5.
All right, thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for who would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
The third choice. So one or the other. Honestly, right now I'm undecided. I'm going to have to wait till after the debate in September.
Oh, okay, thank you. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Albright, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
There's not a third choice?
That's really up to you. If you believe you feel undecided, that's your opinion.
Yeah, undecided.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Myra Flores.
Okay. And if for Myra Flores, would that be probably Flores, or definitely Flores?
Well, if it's between her and Vicente, it's going to be definitely her.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. And do you think, if you say something else, but do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or to the Democrat Party?
I would say I'm in the middle. There are certain things about each party that I like and certain things about each party that I don't like.
Okay. Thank you. So let me see. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself as a conservative, moderate, liberal, or most on most issues?
I would say moderate.
Oh, okay, thank you. How would you describe your economy circumstances, low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
I would say upper middle class.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections, for first Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so this will conclude our survey. I would like to thank you once again for taking your time and answering these questions. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Likewise.